Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today we can expect partly cloudy skies, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 85. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 62, and on Wednesday, partly sunny with a high near 68. And in the news for today, in a press release, the Nearly Noon News received, the Sierra Club of Wisconsin is reporting We Energies is proposing a drastic increase in their electricity and gas rates and seeking approval from the Wisconsin Public Service Commission, which is accepting public comments right now, and consumers have the opportunity to advocate for affordable energy. The Sierra Club reports the increases We Energies is proposing would disproportionately impact communities already suffering from high energy burden, low-income customers, and low-energy users. The club suggests that ratepayers should consider the following talking points in their public comments. The applicant's high fixed fees disproportionately impact high energy burden communities and low-income and low-energy use customers. Utilities should be incentivizing lower energy use and providing support for energy efficiency and weatherization, and We Energies needs to invest in communities, not fossil fuel. Residential customers of We Energies would see electric bills increase $5 to $6 per month as the company looks to recover the cost for what it calls the largest clean energy transition in its history. According to the Citizens Utility Board, this comes at a time when energy prices are already being affected by global market factors that have raised the price of natural gas, home heating, and electricity. Across all of its electric and natural gas utilities serving eastern Wisconsin, the WEC Energy Group utilities are asking for $475 million in increases to take effect in early 2023. The utility's request is linked in part to their transition to shut down coal plants and replace them with other forms of power generation, costs linked to solar and energy storage projects, as well as natural gas plants the utilities are proposing to buy or build are key drivers for the request. Costs linked to coal plants being shut down would still be billed to customers for years to come under the proposal, and the utility would be earning double-digit profit on those plants long after they're shuttered. That includes the South Oak Creek coal plant in Milwaukee County and the Columbia coal plant in Portage County. Several years ago, We Energies committed to refinancing costs linked to its former Pleasant Prairie coal plant to a lower rate, a move that produced savings for customers. For more information on making a public comment, listeners can go to the Wisconsin Public Service Commission website or to the Wisconsin Sierra Club website. And from the Wisconsin Public Radio Online News comes the report that Republican Tim Michaels is attacking Democratic Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction over a 2018 document regarding transgender preschoolers. The agency says the information is aimed at creating inclusive spaces for all children, and an advocate says the Republicans are, quote, scoring political points off the backs of trans and queer youth. In a press release, the Michaels campaign railed against a document on the DPI's website titled Resources for Gender Expansive Preschoolers that consists of links to YouTube videos of parents talking about their transgender children. It also includes links to transgender youth advocacy groups and books for adults and kids. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.